This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of the most listened to radio program, What's On Your Mind, is on the air. My name is Scott Hennen. Take a bow, Todd the Radio God Mitchell.
Ow! Right into the microphone.
Right into the mic again. I hate when you do that. Yeah. Maybe wave. Just wave, Todd.
Yeah, why don't I wave?
Yeah. Of course, you can ram into the mic when you wave, too, but you go ahead and... Give us a little wave there, Todd the Radio God Mitchell, alongside Manny is here. Manny, you feeling okay today? Yep, for... Answered a few calls from our fine listeners today.
I'm up for that.
Were you watching the New Hampshire primary results last night intently?
I was not.
You were not. Okay, Todd, how about you? Keeping a close eye on what was happening minute by minute, watching the returns?
Absolutely not.
And no? Well, I was. I was watching it.
That's why I was, and I knew you'd be doing it, and you'd be able to let us all know today.
But I have to tell you, I am unable to come onto the program and say, here's what happened. I mean, I could tell you Donald Trump is in first and Bernie Sanders in first. By the way, the big number on the Democratic side, I don't know if you saw this, honest and trustworthiness being a factor for your vote. In other words, people are asked, you know, what's motivating your vote? I want someone who's honest and trustworthy. 95% of that crowd went for Hillary Clinton. I'm sorry, went for Bernie Sanders, suggesting that, you know, Hillary Clinton is not exactly honest and trustworthy in the eyes of Democrats. These are Democrats that are voting over there. Woo! That to me was the stat over there. But that's I can't think of a kind word to describe what that race is over there. So I'll just leave it and park it aside. Back to the Republican side, Donald Trump is back and wins big. Okay. So when I say he's back, I mean some people with the Iowa loss, he was sort of losing a little momentum going into Iowa. He comes out and in second place, close race for second and third in Iowa, and just totally clears the field in New Hampshire. Now, we can chalk that up to New Hampshire, right? We can just say that's sort of the New Hampshire way a little bit, or you can say Donald Trump's back on top and is in a big place. So,
what's the record been on New Hampshire versus what ends up happening in real life? Kind of like what I asked you about Iowa.
Yeah, I think New Hampshire, I don't remember the exact numbers, but they fared better in picking winners. They have that, no doubt about that. But here is, I guess I'm going to turn the tables a little bit. You tell me what happened. You tell me what it means. I'm curious what you think. What do we glean out of what happened in Iowa? Big win for Trump. And by the way, second place goes to Kasich, who really put all his eggs in the New Hampshire basket, doesn't have a national strategy, and really probably won't play well much beyond this, but, you know, got a victory lap, but it sort of muddies the waters. And then you had really a third three-way race between Cruz, Bush, and Rubio. You know, they're a few hundred votes apart from each other, but for the most part, it's a three-way tie for third between those. Chris Christie, who said all along, I have to finish as the top governor, ends up as the last governor. Kasich was first, Bush was second, Christie third out of the governors. Not good for Chris Christie. He did announce he's going back to New Jersey to sort of decide what he, regroup, I think is the word they use. So I would guess Chris Christie drops. Ben Carson didn't do all that well. Carly Fiorina didn't do all that well. Do you want the race to thin right now? What does it all mean? I want to know what you make of what happened and where you're at in this race right now. And then one bit of just full disclosure from my part. You've heard me on this program sort of sing the attributes of different candidates along the way, trying to find a candidate that I was just full-throated 100% behind. And I've really not been able to go there. I did like what Rubio did in Iowa, although a lot of that momentum has been now stunted. In New Hampshire, will he pick that back up in South Carolina? We'll have to watch, right? There's parts of me that say Donald Trump is the revolutionary America needs right now, but parts of that that scare me because I just don't know on a few fronts that make me wonder. By the way, big number, like the honest and trustworthy number going for Bernie Sanders on the Democratic side in Iowa, big number on people who said banning Muslims, closing the borders, that was a big part of Trump's win in the live free or die state of New Hampshire. Big part of that. So something to tuck away there. Ted Cruz, I continue to see on paper a candidate that very much aligns with where I would write myself at, but have something that I can't put my finger on about the delivery that I just worry about. And I also obviously worry a little bit about the electability. I've talked about that. Despite Trump doing as well as he did, I still find myself searching for a different candidate and not wanting to settle on Donald Trump as a nominee. That's about the only thing my gut tells me out of New Hampshire, that, yeah, he won, and you should be now going, well, he's the inevitable one. He's you know, he has the momentum, but I'm not. So my thoughts, watch yours, okay? 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What did you make of the results in New Hampshire? You're the pundits we care about here, friends, so you tell us, okay? You can text Todd with your comments, too, 701-226-8503. We are at the K-Fire Radio Agri-International Trade Show Bismarck Event Center, Missouri Valley Petroleum Day. Today, again, Dakota Community Bank and Trust welcoming everyone. A lot of fine sponsors of this event. Folks like Farm Credit Services of Mandan. We're going to chat with Aaron Vetter in a little bit. Runnings, High Plains Apache, Farm and Ranch Ranch Guide, Puckler Chevrolet as well. Appreciate all of them being fine sponsors, the major sponsors of this event. I have one MyPillow left. So the first person willing to come chat with us on the air, tell us your story a little bit, you get the one and only MyPillow remaining.
That's
because
not
they were
counting
hot,
your pillow, right?
Hot item yesterday. I'm not giving away mine, no.
Okay.
That's in the, that's
like
in
one
the truck.
Giveaway. One to give away a pillow. Okay, okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. And stay away from that.
He's not the kind of guy that would give you the pillow right off his head, you know, the shirt off the back. You know.
Stay away from that white Ford Explorer with an S&S Motors sticker on the back because it has a good alarm system and try to steal my pillow. You're going to hear about it.
I'd like to see. How many police reports have there been filled out that somebody busted in for a My Pillow?
What's missing?
There's
my pillow.
More.
Excuse
yeah.
me? My pillow is missing.
Worth it. It is worth it. I'll say that.
Definitely is. Yeah. Congressman Kevin Cramer is going to be here next hour for the Talk Radio Town Hall. The Supreme Court yesterday dealt a blow to President Obama's EPA by putting their climate change rules on hold as part of the Clean Power Plan. We'll talk with Congressman Cramer about that and welcome your calls, questions, and comments about any other things. There's some news yesterday from the Army Corps of Engineers allocating $5 million towards a $2 billion diversion that they can spend this year in preparation. It also would unlock some state money towards that project. There's a lot of what-ifs that remain in that, but Senators Heitkamp and Hoeben yesterday putting out a press release, pretty excited about that news. We'll talk with Congressman Cramer about that as well today. So we'll do all that. We're brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Oil Can Program. If you go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com, wealth of information. Befriend them on Facebook as well. Yeah, why not? And I like that because I find out about things that are happening, like the API gumbo contest that's coming up here a little bit. That should be great fun. I'll be one of the judges. That'll be on the 20th, so that's not far away. They have information on various events like that that are happening all around the region and also different things in the news. They have a little nice deal today. Today is Mardi Gras. You know that, don't you? I'm sorry, today's Ash Wednesday. Yesterday was Mardi Gras. The partying has ended, and the season of Lent has begun. But yesterday, they had a little interesting YouTube video up about how, you know, all those beads that you use for the Mardi Gras celebrations. Guess where that plastic comes from? Plastics are derived from petroleum and then made into consumer products and then recycled. You can't even believe how many things have. Grab your phone. There's the petroleum in that iPhone that you're using. So these are a few of the things you get to find out. all about when you check out NorthDakotaOilCan.com, online at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, or on Facebook at North Dakota Oil Can. Bill and Hazen, tell me what's on your mind today.
Yes, good morning, Scott. Just wondering what you thought about the Supreme Court's 5-4 ruling to stay the Clean Air Act for the time being this morning.
Well, I think it's a good short-term victory, but unfortunately it's just a short-term victory. And honestly, I saw the victory being 5-4 of the Supreme Court, and I'm thinking, boy, oh boy, if you like affordable electricity, if you like reliable electricity, you better pay attention to this election. Because this next president will appoint 3, maybe 4 Supreme Court justices, and this country will change if Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders are president of the United States. It will change in profound ways, if for no other reason the Supreme Court. So that's what I was thinking. How about you, Bill?
And that's exactly what I was thinking. I'm thinking that it's a short-term victory, and I'm surprised it went at least that far with this Supreme Court, but you're right. Well,
and all they're really doing is on the logistics legally, but hang on, Bill. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. More
you're
coming up.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Tyler Spike. Together with our 12-member board of farmer leaders and 5-member staff, we are 100% committed to delivering value to producers. We work to support your success by investing checkoff dollars in programs that will help you be more knowledgeable, competitive, and profitable. Considerable thought and due diligence goes into every decision our board members make relative to checkoff investments. We ask 2 questions in the boardroom. How will this investment bring value to you? And how will this investment create demand for our soybeans? If we cannot answer these questions with a high degree of confidence, we do not fund the program. We will continue working hard to ensure our soybean industry remains strong, viable, and well-positioned for the future.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
MyPillow is helping thousands of people sleep all across the country. Listen to what Brian has to say.
With my busy schedule, I don't always have the luxury of getting 7 or 8 hours of sleep. So when I finally do get to bed, I can't afford to be tossing and turning and staring at the clock. After suffering from insomnia and neck pain, switching to MyPillow has helped me rest longer, and in the morning, I wake up feeling refreshed. If you have trouble sleeping through the night, or know someone that is, try MyPillow. Its unique fill contours to your sleeping style, and cleaning is easy. Just throw it in the washing machine and dryer, and boom, your MyPillow is just like new. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, what do you have to lose? Get MyPillow and sleep better.
Get your own MyPillow. Give them a call or go online to MyPillow.com. Click on the 2-for-1 special and use promo code SCOTT at checkout. Or call 800-506-9028 and get the sleep you've been missing.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
International Trade Show is continuing at the Bismarck Event Center. Day 2 goes till 5 o'clock tonight, so still time to come on in and join us. Another beautiful day. Feels like spring out there. It's just incredible how darn nice it is. We are brought to you in part today on our special What's on Your Mind broadcast by our friends at B-Mobile. You can find one of their locations all across North Dakota by checking out their website, bmobile.com. bmobile.com. That's bmobile.com. South Fargo, North Fargo, Bismarck, Detroit Lakes, Grand Forks, Jamestown, Valley City, Wappanen, Williston, Botno, downtown Devil's Lake. There are also the Dakota Square Mall in Minot and North Broadway. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. And the name you know for the most reliable 4G LTE network, America's largest and most reliable, because every moment matters. They know that. That's what you love about B-Mobile. Of course, they're a local family-owned company. Carry all the latest smartphones and tablets. Got a great deal now. Trade-in. If you trade in on one of the new Samsungs, you can get yourself a dandy. So ask them about that at B-Mobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer. Bill and Hazen will chat again in just a moment. And others, welcome on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Think bacon and call 800-228-0550. That's what you're supposed to do. Aaron Vetter is here, CEO, Farm Credit Services of Mandan. How are you, Aaron?
Good. How are you, Scott?
Nice to see you. Saw your nice display over there yesterday on the corner, busy spot. What's happening?
Well, we are a major sponsor again of the Agri International, which we have been almost from inception. And again, this year we are passing out our patronage checks, about $2 million to 2,200 customers, because we are a co-op and we're giving back to our owners.
I saw one big giant check for that amount, and you're doling that up into little checks, and literally people come pick up the checks right here, right?
Yes, they can. They can come in and pick up their check. They should have got a postcard that they can come in and pick up their check, and if they're unable to make it, we will mail them out here shortly after the Agri International.
How's things going?
Things are going good. I talked to several producers. You know, obviously we have a commodity cycle here that is downward trending. However, Farm Credit is celebrating their 100-year anniversary. We've been in the ag industry for a long time. Ag is our only industry, and we're here to weather the cycles in the markets, and we'll be here for a long time to come.
So everybody really understands that, right? This is just one of those cycles where prices are lower than you like, and this too shall pass?
Yep. You know, every commodity cycle has too high of highs and too low of the lows, and so things will turn around sometime. Nobody knows exactly when, but I believe it will.
And other than the, you know, the price, folks are pretty optimistic.
Yeah. You know, farmers, I would say, are some of the most optimistic people that I've ever worked with, and I think that continues. They got hard work ethic. They're good businessmen, good businesswomen. And so we might have to sharpen our pencils a little bit, but I believe this will pass just like every other cycle.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, sharpen those pencils, and I think people miss the fact that farmers are such good business people. I mean, this, you have to be a wicked smart business person on top of your game with the margins where they are now, don't you?
Yes. You know, farmers over the years have become better and better at business and business transactions and marketing and purchasing their input costs, doing those sort of things, and they continue to evolve to get to be better as I've been in the business. I've seen it. They are true good businessmen, and they do an excellent job.
So come find Aaron and the team from Farm Credit Services of Mandan on the big exhibit floor and get your check. It's kind of a fun thing to get, right?
It is. It's a fun event for me. I get to visit with our producers and our owners, and our other staff are here, so come in and say hello.
Thanks, Aaron. Good to see you.
Thank you.
You bet. Talk to you later. Aaron Vetter from Farm Credit Services, one of the major sponsors of the KFIR Agri International show. Goes till 5 tonight, so stop by and see him. Farm Credit Services, Amanda, and on the big exhibit floor here at the KFIR Radio Agri International. Bill and Hazen. So, Bill, you were starting to tell me what you were thinking about this Supreme Court decision. Go ahead and finish your comment.
Well, I just think, like you said, it's a small victory at this point up here in coal country. We just really look forward to any victory under this administration. You know, it's kind of like that $10 proposed per barrel tax that they want to put on now, too. So, you know, it's jobs in North Dakota. It's every time we turn on a light switch here, this Supreme Court ruling will affect us. So as you go to the polls, just remember how that affects you when you cast your vote.
Please, please do. And I'm not seeing enough discussion on just the simple, you know, comparison on, all right, if Bernie Sanders is president, Hillary Clinton is president, who would they appoint to the Supreme Court, and what would that mean? I mean, look at the battles that are before the Supreme Court right now. I mean, the country as we know it, the Constitution as we know it, is ready to tip a completely different direction if we have more, you know, Sonia Sotomayor's and Ruth Bader Ginsburg's, and you know, I mean, we just keep going down that list of that left, and unfortunately, even some of the conservative appointments have been disappointments. So, can you imagine? Just pay attention to that issue if you pay attention to no other issue, because it really is going to be very important to the future of this country. So, good point, Bill. Appreciate the call. Call again, 800-228-0550, that toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Here's some of your comments on Facebook about the issue that Bill called about, the Supreme Court blocking the EPA rules. Nicholas says, the survival of the coal industry? They're in the energy biz. Diversify. Clean coal is BS. Yeah, interesting. We had some folks respond to that, however. Dwayne says, obviously, you're uninformed. You've done no research. Or you're tilting at windmills, says another. And that particular commenter has gone quiet. Kevin says, a lot more than the coal industry is at stake. Think how bad the past 4 years could have been with a wildly liberal Supreme Court of the United States. No question. Jamie says, it's sad that extremely important things like having constitutional judges appointed goes over most people's heads. There's no Democrat running for a president of the United States that will appoint any judge that truly believes in the Constitution and Bill of Rights. I agree. Pay attention to this. Todd says, so they lose in the court, then they turn their bureaucratic machine of all things, those nasty, polluting race cars. They must really hate the NASCAR vote. Say no to EPA's threat to motorsports. Well, They're gonna come for everything, get used to it, no question about it. What happened last night in the New Hampshire race? What do you glean from that? Strong first place finish for Donald Trump. John Kasich didn't have much competition for second place, and then a pile up in third place between Cruz, Bush, and Rubio. What's that mean now? What do we take away from this? I want to know what you believe it means. You're the pundits here, folks. Kathleen says people are fed up with politicians. That's what it means. Okay. Is that what we take away from the Trump win? Johnny says the real Tea Party still knows Trump is trash. Okay. Chad says chaos. Yeah, a little bit. Daniel says it means Trump got more votes than the other ones. Yeah. We're able to do math. That we get. What does it mean as in what now? What's the outcome? Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, waiting for your commentary at 800-228-0550. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. We're going to talk a little bit about why you should use a business broker. Now, Art, previously you told us why a property sale is different than a commercial sale, where you need a business broker. Talk about some of the tools that come with that transaction, including the true value of a business and maintaining and factoring that during the sale. How do you do that?
Well, Scott, what we do is we do a process called recasting the business financials. What that does is we look at all of your expenses, because there's two parts of your financials. There's the financials you fill out and send to the IRS for your tax return, and then there's the financials that represent the true value of your business. So we look at your expenses, your operations, and see what things that you're using the business for deductions that could possibly be added back in to increase the value of that company.
Makes sense. Valuations, appraisals for business entities, a bit more complex. You want a business broker, you want a great team like Art and the crew at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Call them, 701-347-2727.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
K-Fire Agra International, K-Fire Radio Agra International, 39th annual show at the Bismarck Event Center. Lance Gerhardt is here from Prairie Supply in Bismarck. How are you, Lance?
Oh, pretty good. How are you guys?
How is the show going?
Oh, it's been a great show here today. A lot of people yesterday. I think today will probably be just like yesterday.
Nice weather brings them out, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Beautiful weather. You couldn't ask for it any nicer.
No kidding. So if I'm looking to do a little welding, what have you got in the latest and the greatest in welding supplies?
Oh, we got 211s, 212s, 252s, welders. We got plasmas. Pretty much anything that you would need to get started.
How about concrete supplies?
Oh, we carry rebar and screeds and anything to do with concrete we carry for your needs there, too.
All right. And busy time?
Yeah, it's the concrete's a little slower now, but it'll be picking up, and the welding's been really good.
All right. How long you been doing this?
Oh, I've been probably doing it probably 4 or 5 years on the sales side of it, on the welding, and I kind of take care of the welding part, and we got guys there for the concrete side.
All right. So on the floor here, what are you showing off?
We got some 211s there, welders, some 212s, some plasmas. Some Lincoln welders. Got a little bit of everything. Helmets. You need a welding helmet. Gloves. We got some gloves and some leathers. Everything to kind of get you started and get you rolling.
All right. So come on by and see Lance and the crew here at the K-Fire Radio Agri International Trade Show. Sounds good. Thanks, Lance.
You bet. Thank you.
Yep, nice chatting with you. Good catching up with some of the folks here displaying their goodies at the K-Fire show. Off-air call came in during the break. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
Say, yeah, you know, that Trump win last night, you know what's going to happen now? You're going to have all the main media, you know, all these pundits that think they know everything. They're experts, you know. And the National Republican Party are going to come out and really, really demonize Trump now. They're going to go after him like 250 miles an hour. You know, everything. Everybody will. You know, it's just the way things are. It's going to be kind of funny.
I don't know if I agree with that caller in the sense that it'll be any different than it has been, right? Because he's been the leader all along. A little bit of a stumble in Iowa. I said at the top, I mean, the one thing I will glean from this is he reemerges as the leader. I want to talk to Trump fans that are out there. Have you at all wavered in your support for this guy? Or are you wall to wall? Is there anything in your gut that says, I hope I'm right, I think he'd be the guy, but I don't know? That's rather. There's something in my gut about both Cruz and Trump, honestly, that I just say, I don't know. I'm just not 100% full. You know, I'm very curious to see, honestly, just sort of close your eyes and say, okay, the election's happened, the inaugural's there, Donald Trump's the president. What's that mean? What does a country look like after that first year and after that first term? And does he get, you know, reelected? That's where my mind goes. And there's part of me kind of excited to see what he's a revolutionary. And maybe we need that. Maybe we need things so shaken up that somebody completely from the outside goes in and takes this thing on. And that's the stuff that gets me excited. What worries me is the episodes when he looks to be anything but serious about this and to be like a petulant child in his sort of haymaking. I know he was given some grief this week because he was using some off-color language at various rallies, and he said, I wouldn't do that if I was president. I hope not, but I'm thinking, well, why do you do it as a candidate? On the other hand, if that's his worst offense compared to, you know, where we find ourselves at in this country and the Supreme Court justices that would need to be appointed and that, you know, the trillions in debt we find ourselves in, and, you know, that's small ball, isn't it? So I'm kind of curious. Trump, this close circuit to Trump fans out there, have you wavered in any way, shape, or form about him? And if so, why? And for those of you that are anybody but Trump, tell us why. Who are you for? I'm looking for some informed punditry. Not the talking heads on TV, but rather the good folks of the Northern Plains on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today, 800-228-0550. Bert in Bismarck is next. Hey, Bert, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. My takeaway from last night's primary in New Hampshire, one, Chris Christie should shut his mouth and go away. Two, take a look at what Jeb Bush spent on that primary, like $36 million to come in third, tied third. That should send a message that now is not the time. I think I have a lot of respect for the Bush family, but Jeb, it's not time for you to wear the throne. So these governors should get out of the way and let we the people go through the process. It's time for them to get out. Thanks.
So you think it's important that some of these people see the writing on the wall, get out of the way, and let this race happen? Interesting take. By the way, I think Trump spent less than $2 million in New Hampshire. How about that? Emailer says, there was a primary last night? I really do not give a rip what the East Coast liberal in Vermont think about anything. The fact that Bernie Sanders won big says it all about Vermonters. Wasn't it New Hampshire? I think it was New Hampshire.
New Hampshire, Vermont. I'm sure those people go North Dakota, South Dakota, same
yeah,
state.
Yeah, good point, yeah. If a communist like Sanders can win, the days of a free USA with liberty are numbered. Two, where did this Zika virus come from all of a sudden? In my 66 years, I've never heard the word Zika virus until the last couple of weeks. Who created it? Who's spreading it? How many of these illegal immigrants from Central America are carrying it into the USA? So it'll spread like wildfire.
And am I going to bring it back from the Bahamas when I go?
Yeah. And he has a question for Congressman Kramer. We'll save that for a little later on. Last comment, $5 million for the diversion? What a joke. That won't cover the expenses for the attorneys involved. The federal government is broke, broker than broke, $19 trillion and growing every day. All right. I hear you. Back to the phones here. Spencer in Oaks, North Dakota. What's on your mind, Spencer?
Yeah, I was looking at an exit poll from the election in New Hampshire, and 50% of the Republicans feel betrayed by the Republican Party. I mean, that pretty much says why Trump's in the position that he is. And we'll carry that to Kevin Cramer. I was just reading a report from the General Accounting Office. It says the National Cybersecurity Protection System, they have spent $6 billion on this, 5.7, and it doesn't work. And then you can go to Mr. Cramer's website and look up his committee assignments. And he's on a subcommittee of communications and technology, which I think this would fall under that. And he's under a subcommittee of oversight and investigations. I mean, every week there's a story like this that comes out, whether it's the Pentagon promoting climate change in their daily operations or $750 million of Obamacare subsidies put out to people that didn't deserve them, and nothing ever gets done. Kramer and Hoban, too, they just sit on their hands. I didn't realize until I went to Kramer's website that he's on an oversight subcommittee, an investigation. They don't oversee anything or investigate anything. I wonder why the man's running for office.
Well, we will pose that some version of that question, Spencer, to Congressman Kramer when he joins us. I mean, I can think of a number.
I mean, they've been working on that since 2009. They just spent another over $1 billion in 2014. You would think somewhere along the line that someone would have enough common sense to say, boy, this thing doesn't work. Nobody will get fired over it. They'll probably receive a promotion. You know, it's things like this is why the exit poll in New Hampshire that says 50% of Republicans feel betrayed. Well, I guess if I'd consider myself a Republican anymore, I'd be one of them, but they've chased me out of the party.
All right, Spencer, I appreciate the call. And, again, I'll bring up specifically the National Cybersecurity Protection System, expenditure of nearly $6 billion with Congressman Kramer. I can think of a number of oversight investigations that we've specifically talked with Congressman Kramer about on the program before. So, you know, that happens. You mentioned you didn't think it happened enough, but I know it happens. But I don't. As far as this one, I don't remember, but we'll ask. Next hour, he'll be here for the Talk Radio Town Hall. Deb, in somewhere in central Minnesota, has some thoughts for us on Donald Trump. Hey, Deb, what's on your mind?
Hey, well, I'm a Trump supporter, but I'll tell you my concern about that. My fear is if Trump gets the nomination, the evangelical Christians who did not get out to vote for Mitt Romney last election will do the same thing this time, and there we go. That's my fear.
So they wouldn't be motivated. I mean, I think that was more a case of just Mitt Romney didn't speak for them. He didn't, he was afraid to take on the issues they cared about. Now, Donald Trump has courted the evangelical vote, and, has been at Liberty University, has had Jerry Falwell Jr. at his side down there, so I do see him being a little bit different in that regard. I don't know, whether he ultimately gets that vote or not. New Hampshire is not a good,
right.
good bellwether. Yeah.
I hope you're right. I'm afraid that might be the outcome. I was listening to you earlier, and I do think we need a shakeup. I just think we need to be going in a different direction. And if that's what Donald Trump does, then great. I'm all for it.
And I do. Again, the electability of Donald Trump, just because he's so capable of going somewhere that would cause a bit of a firestorm, worries me. Right. In other words, give the media something to pile on about. On the other hand, I think he'd bring on a lot of people who have been uninvolved in politics before. So I forget, it's been a while now, but I remember a study saying if he was the nominee, some sort of analysis that if he was the nominee, more people would vote than ever in history, and that he would win because of the amount of new voters he'd bring into the process. So.
I think you're right. And earlier you said something about a petulant child. Really? That's what we have in office right now. How would that be any different? And
it might not be any different, but it doesn't exactly give me something to cheer about. I mean,
No, it doesn't. But yeah. Honestly, it takes a lot of brains. It takes a lot of guts. It takes a lot of knowledge, intellect, courage to run the business and the businesses and do what he's done. And it's about
no doubt about it. You're exactly right, Deb. I'm with you on all of that. There's a lot of attributes there. There's no question about it. It'd be very different. Love hearing from you passionate Trump folks, because he may very well be the nominee. Lay it on us.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hey everybody, Steve Hallstrom here, president at Flag Family Media. You've heard me talking about our upcoming fan bus to see the Minnesota Wild. It's a great deal, but if you're a veteran or know somebody who is, we've got a special deal for you. Bring a veteran and everybody in your party gets $30 off. Normal price is $229, but our special deal, $199 per person. We've got some of the best seats in the house. Lower level at the end of the Wild shoot at twice. We leave in the morning, watch the game in the afternoon, and come back that night. One day, down and back, Sunday, February 28th, sponsored by Dave Noah, Remax Legacy Realty. You can also sponsor a vet if you'd like. It's $199 and you can say thanks. Brighten a veteran's day and help them have a one-of-a-kind trip to see the Minnesota Wild in St. Paul. Call Marie to find out more, 855-200-1776, extension 3, or email marie@flagfamily.com. That's 855-200-1776, extension 3, or email marie@flagfamily.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Fire Radio, Angra International, Bismarck Event Center. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnon. You know, I said yesterday on the air, you stop by, you come on the air, you say something nice about, well, just anything. You can just come on and chat with us, visit with us. We'll give you a shot at a free MyPillow. And we have one left. And we have an individual who just stepped up who said, okay, I want that pillow. And I said, well, I'm glad you were listening, by golly. So you said you were listening yesterday on the way down? Is that what you said?
Yes, Scott. We heard you yesterday and also this morning.
So. All right. And you knew there was one left.
We heard there was one left at 9:05.
And I understand there's a MyPillow in the family.
Yes. My wife has a pillow and seems like it disappears every once in a while when I take it and go sleep on the couch or something, and she's got to find her pillow back the next day.
You notice the difference, in other words.
Oh, yeah, they're nice pillows, very nice.
Yeah, so now you have two in the family because we're going to give you one. How about that?
Correct.
Yeah, that's great. That's wonderful. And you're going to go check out the show here?
Yes, this is Patty and my first trip to the KFYR International Trade Show, and we're going to run through it and look at the stuff. You bet.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for stopping by. Thank you for listening. I think you might get the long drive award. I don't know. So if you've come from further place than Tioga, tell me. And you're north of Tioga.
Correct.
Yeah. Yep. So you've got a little bit of a pull to get down to the out of the show. We're glad you're listening.
Yeah, we did buy a trailer down here from a dealer from another farm show. So it does help commerce to have these trade shows.
You're darn right.
Because people do find their needs, and there are some discounts, and it starts a year off in the spring, and they're definitely worth having. So
bring people to town. By the way, if you would like to get, Steve and Patty now have two MyPillows, and you want to be in the same category, you can go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, get a savings of 50%, or call 800-506-9028. And 60-night money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, will not go flat. Enjoy that pillow and let us know how it works, okay?
Yep, thank you, Scott.
Now that you guys don't have to have pillow fights anymore. See, you've each got your own pillow. I love it. All right, back to the phones here on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Congressman Kevin Cramer next hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Stay tuned for that. Craig's in Mandan. What's on your mind, Craig?
Hi, good morning, Scott. I guess I'm not going to whine about the price of the gas, because as a blue collar worker, I really appreciate the price of the gas. But I guess what I wanted to talk about is that the obvious, all the time, the obvious of our two major gas station owners in Bismarck and Mandan, possibly three owners. But I know the two major owners that own most of the gas stations around there, and it's obvious that it's historically known that the prices in Bismarck and Mandan are to gouging point of the residents and area people. And I just taking a drive here this morning on Highway 83. I went through Cole Harbor. The price of a gallon of gas, $1.45. I continued north on the Max. The Max gas station is $1.52. And we're at $1.70, I presume, in Mandan, Bismarck today. But it's just obvious it's obvious gouging, and I just wish there was something that we could do, because it seems like the owners, when they
I'm going to push back, Craig. I don't think it's gouging. For one, a lot of people compare the price of gas to Fargo, which is one of the top five most competitive gas markets in the country. And it is for a number of reasons, mainly related to the people that are there, number one. But number two, there's multiple points of wholesale purchase possibilities for the consumers there, number one. Number two, it only takes one. I know in Grand Forks there used to be a guy on South Washington over the years. He was an independent guy, and he would always drive the price down. Well, then the others would drive the price down. So, there's independent folks in Bismarck that can do that, that are, the one or two. So, in other words, when there's one person that owns a lot of stations and a second that owns a few and a third, that's fine. But the one person can come in and make the difference. It's just a market. It's just a competitive nature. It's not gouging. It's not like, let's stick it to them. Let's, everybody getting together. That's not happening. I honestly don't believe that's happening. I would be frustrated if I were a Bismarck, consumer of gas on a regular basis, comparing it to other places. I get that. But it isn't any, sort of.
I've had Tim from Totten Trail on before. You mentioned Cole Harbor, and he's making a concerted effort to be the lowest guy on 83. So that doesn't surprise me that he's.
It happens, and somebody else could do that here. I understand the frustration, Craig. I had to interject a difference of opinion on whether it's gouging or collusion or anything like that. Alan and Crookston, let's get you in here. I'm tight on time, so I got to keep jumping. What's next?
All right, hey Scott, I was thinking about the New Hampshire primary, and I think the big winner on that was actually Ted Cruz. I mean, he's a consistent conservative. He's going into a mushy liberal state, and the most liberal of all the Republicans, in my opinion, won it. And that made sense to me. And then Kasich second, sure. And then Cruz, a conservative, coming in third, you know, tied for third. I think he spent the least money per candidate there. I think he's the winner. In 2010 and in 2014, everyone ran on, oh, let's defund Obamacare. Well, he's the only one that stood up and tried to defund Obamacare.
Well, there's no doubt. There is a race right now for the Republican nomination between Ted Cruz and Donald Trump. And I guess the only question is, you know, who hangs around to try and make it difficult in case one of the others stumbles. The official finish, by the way, in New Hampshire was Bush took fourth. Rubio took Cruz finished third. Bush took fourth. Rubio took fifth. Interesting thoughts, Alan. Appreciate it. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Hi, Tom Pryor with the North Dakota Family Alliance, inviting you to be a part of Giving Hearts Day 2016. On Thursday, February 11th, please join us online at impactgiveback.org for this one-day, 24-hour opportunity to support the North Dakota Family Alliance and many other great organizations. Just as the North Dakota Family Alliance stands for the family and strengthening the family, we are strengthened and blessed by your support. Let's make this Giving Hearts Day the best yet. Go to impactgiveback.org on February 11th.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.